Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another English extravaganza. This week, I'm going to tell you about the English-speaking country of Canada. Canada is a big country north of the United States. It has a lot of natural beauty with lakes, rivers, mountains, and valleys. In fact, there are so many lakes and rivers, Canada has 20% of the world's fresh water. Northern Canada has the Arctic, where there is a lot of ice, snow, and even glaciers. There are a lot of interesting animals in this area too, like bears, wolves, deer, and mountain lions. The animal that Canada is most famous for is the moose. Like America, Canada is proud of its diversity. In Canada, there are immigrants from all over the world, but most people have British and French ancestors. In the 1500s, people from France and Great Britain came to Canada and brought their culture with them. Because of this, many people in Canada can speak both English and French. There are also Native Canadians called the First Nations people, or Inuit. Scientists think that the Inuit first came from Asia to Canada about 30,000 years ago. Most Inuit people live in northern Canada and spend their time hunting and fishing. Recently, many Native Canadians have moved to big cities. Canada is proud of Native Canadians, and their artwork is a symbol of Canadian culture. Another symbol of Canada is the maple leaf. It's even on the flag. Canadian maple syrup is considered the best in the world, too. Canada is also known for how nice the people are. Canadians are polite and very friendly. I have told you about many English-speaking countries. I hope you will go to these countries one day and use the English you are learning. If you go, I think it will be a rewarding experience. Well, that's all for this week. I'll see you next week.
Out on the street today, the Canadian dream was as far away as it's ever been. As it's ever been.